Hello, welcome to the College Investor Audio Show. We are so honored that you chose to be a part of things today. Today we discuss a couple of ways you, yes, you, can become a billionaire. Yes, with a B. So before we get to it, I just want to remind you that you can always hit subscribe and get updates as they become available. We're updating this podcast all the time. You can also share this anytime you want with your friends and family. We would greatly appreciate that, too. You can follow us all over social media. Just search for The College Investor. We'd love to get to know you better and even talk more about some ideas on how to become a billionaire. All right, so earlier this year, I was just kind of looking around social media. I came across a very interesting post. Check this out. Someone just asked a pointed question, which seemed particularly relevant as I was in Las Vegas at the time. What do you need to do to become a billionaire? All right, so with all of my personal finance and business knowledge, I began to ponder what my top advice would be. So I came up with two answers pretty quickly. Here are my thoughts on how to become a billionaire. The paths to becoming a billionaire. All right, so I was a little bit late to the party, but I was making my way through the show Succession when I was presented with the question of how to become a billionaire. Considering the show's theme, the question seemed even more interesting. As I had a fictional billionaire family, loosely based on the Murdoch family, on my mind. I've been kind of lucky enough to rub elbows with a billionaire a few times in my life, and my business school education was primarily focused on making as much money as possible in finance. So, with all of that knowledge packed into my tiny little brain and all the experience that I have, what was my answer to the social media question? Two things. Number one, marry a billionaire. And number two, start a multi-billion dollar company. Okay, as much as we'd like to think that hard work and budgeting can lead to a massive payoff for our finances, they can, by the way, those steps are unlikely to actually make you billionaire rich. Making your way up the ladder in a lucrative career while mindfully managing your money is a realistic route to becoming a millionaire. And it's actually pretty easy. Even a few times over, you can do that. But to get 1,000 million, which is what a billion is, you'll probably need to do one of two things. Marry a billionaire. Let's talk about that first one. Marrying a billionaire isn't impossible if you run in the right social circles, of course. If you go to the right university like Harvard, Oxford, or King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, you may befriend a billionaire and find yourself in a whirlwind romance. After all, I worked for Kate Middleton, though her family was already solidly in the tens of millions club when she met her Prince Charming at university. But outside of college, making massive donations to nonprofits with annual charity galas or making your way to other exclusive events could bring you into the orbit of billionaires. The annual Davos conference is chock full of people with 10-figure net worths. Or maybe you can meet the son or daughter of a billionaire family at the Masters tournament featuring top golfers. It can happen. Remember, you're setting your sights on a billionaire. So some schlub actor or musician like a child of Jerry Seinfeld, whose net worth is only $950 million, or Tom Cruise, net worth of right around $600 million, yeah, that's just not going to do. Even Taylor Swift just barely makes the cut with a net worth of around $1.1 billion. At the end of 2023, Forbes listed 2,640 billionaires worldwide. If you can snag a date with one of them or their heirs, you might be on track for that private jet and yacht lifestyle before you know it. The next thing you can do is start a multi-billion dollar company. All right, so of those who have achieved billionaire status without walking down the aisle or inheriting $1 billion or more from their families, hard work is the most common route to billionaire status. But when you work for someone else, they get most of the profits. If you want to join the world's wealthiest elite, you'll need to start your own business and propel it to a multi-billion dollar valuation. In the last generation or so, some of the most successful billionaires came from Silicon Valley startups. The founders of companies like Microsoft, Apple, Oracle, Google, Facebook, Uber, Airbnb, Snapchat, Pinterest, Dropbox, and other tech companies earned their B card for creating companies worth billions of dollars and maintaining a stake of at least a billion. Most companies worth billions of dollars took funds from investors during fundraising rounds before offering shares in the public stock market. All right, so that's the thing. Every time an angel investor, a venture capitalist, or investment fund injected funds into these companies, they took a cut of ownership. So just making a company worth a billion, that's not likely going to make yourself a billionaire. Your best bet is to make a company worth tens of billions, and hopefully your stake makes you a billionaire. All right, all that said, is this whole billionaire thing overrated? I know, billionaires make up some of the world's most admired and loathed people. That whole Davos thing we talked about? Loathed people right there. But it's probably easy to brush off the haters when you're taking your helicopter to land on your private yacht for a little R&R, right? But in reality, you don't have to join the top 0.000000, that's 6 zeros, 37% of the world's population for financial stability and happiness. No, most of us start as thousandaires or hundredaires and are likely to reach the millions. If you manage your career and finances well, or you marry someone with a high net worth, you might find yourself still with enough wealth to live a very comfortable life. And that is our show for today. Thank you so much for stopping by again. So honored that you did. If you want to dive deeper into this subject, always check out thecollegeinvestor.com. We have tons of tips on how you can earn more money, start your own business, start side hustles that can become a full-time business, tons and tons of ideas, great tips and tricks for you at thecollegeinvestor.com. Again, just look for The College Investor all over social media too, and follow us and find us. We'd love to be your friend and just kind of help you along in your journey too. And thank you so much again for stopping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.